This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, June 21. Guiding Grace. Our passage is from Exodus 13. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them through the Philistine country. God's people had been captives in Egypt long enough. Moses and Aaron repeatedly delivered God's message to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." But Pharaoh refused each time. 10 devastating plagues later, God guided his children to freedom. But notice where he led them. God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though it was shorter. Why? God said if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. What foresight! What kindness! What caring freedom! What grace! The people thought they were ready for war. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle. But their Redeemer knew better. Their faith was small, their experience limited. So God tailored his guidance to their weakness. The route was longer this way, but safer. God recognizes our limitations long before we are aware of them, and he carefully leads us along paths and through experiences that gradually prepare us for the next step. As the psalmist wrote, "You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory." Let's give thanks for God's guiding grace. God of abounding grace, may we sense your guiding grace, and when we do not sense it, may we still trust that you are guiding us in your way. Through Jesus Christ, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.